Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI Fix for Private Equity by Mark Rogerson is a business and investing playbook aimed at private equity professionals who want to translate artificial intelligence from a buzzword into measurable value creation, rather than treating AI as a standalone tech project. The book frames it as a system-level capability that can improve decision-making and performance across the full deal lifecycle. Its focus tracks the rhythm of private equity work, evaluating AI potential during pre-deal diligence, embedding priorities quickly in the first 100 days after acquisition, scaling improvements across operations during the hold period, and strengthening the value story at exit. The book is positioned as practical and tool-driven, emphasizing diagnostics, checklists, governance templates, and prioritization approaches that help teams move from ideas to execution. In doing so, it targets both investors and operators, including operating partners and portfolio company leaders, who need a clear method to align AI initiatives with value drivers and an investable thesis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pre-deal diligence that tests AI readiness and value potential. A central theme is upgrading pre-deal work, so AI becomes part of the investment thesis rather than an afterthought. The book highlights the need to assess a target company AI readiness in a structured way, looking beyond surface signals, such as tooling or vendor contracts. It emphasizes practical diagnostics and checklists that help deal teams evaluate whether data, processes, leadership alignment, and operational discipline are in place to support AI-enabled change. This approach also reframes diligence questions toward value creation where inefficiencies, pricing opportunities, customer engagement improvements, or operational bottlenecks could be addressed with intelligent systems. Importantly, the book treats leadership AI literacy as a diligence item because the ability of management to sponsor and govern AI initiatives influences execution risk. By introducing a repeatable method for identifying both upside and constraints, it supports better underwriting and avoids common pitfalls like assuming AI can compensate for weak data foundations or unclear accountability. The result is a pre-deal perspective that links AI potential directly to measurable value drivers and the feasibility of capturing them in a typical PE hold period. Secondly, first 100 days roadmaps that hardwire AI into the operating plan. The book places strong emphasis on the first 100 days after acquisition as the moment to convert intent into momentum. Instead of launching isolated pilots, it advocates a roadmap that embeds AI priorities into the operating plan with clear ownership, sequencing, and governance. Practical templates and guidance focus on creating intelligent systems in a controlled way, so the portfolio company builds capabilities that can scale rather than one-off experiments. A recurring idea is quick wins in parallel with foundational work teams can pursue near-term operational improvements while also strengthening data, decision processes, and governance so more advanced use cases are viable later. The playbook orientation also addresses how to align AI initiatives with the realities of PE execution, including limited time, competing transformation programs, and the need to demonstrate results early. By setting expectations and providing structure for prioritization, it aims to reduce wasted effort and accelerate value capture. This section is particularly relevant for operating partners and management teams who must translate post-deal strategy into day-to-day actions that can be tracked and managed. Thirdly, governance and leadership literacy as enablers of sustainable AI adoption. Another important topic is that AI value creation depends on governance and leadership capability, not only technology choices. The book stresses that leadership AI literacy affects the quality of decisions about prioritization, risk, investment, and change management. It therefore treats AI competence as an organizational requirement. Especially in PE-backed settings where transformation speed is high and tolerance for unfocused experimentation is low, the playbook approach includes governance templates designed to clarify accountability and create repeatable decision rights. So AI work remains aligned with business outcomes and does not fragment across functions. This is presented as system-level adoption building, a way of operating that uses AI to enhance pricing, customer engagement, and operational excellence, while maintaining control over delivery. The emphasis is practical rather than theoretical, focusing on structures and routines that help teams select use cases, monitor progress, and manage trade-offs. By foregrounding governance and literacy, the book also addresses a common failure mode in AI programs: good ideas that stall because sponsorship is weak, risks are poorly understood, or ownership is unclear. In PE terms, this reduces execution risk and improves the probability that AI becomes a durable capability that buyers will value. Fourthly, value capture and scaling across the hold period beyond early execution. The book describes how to expand AI-driven improvements during the hold period by using prioritization tools and value capture playbooks. The emphasis is on scaling what works across functions and, where relevant, across a portfolio, instead of keeping AI confined to a single team or use case. This requires discipline in choosing initiatives that match the company maturity and data reality, then steadily improving governance as the program grows. The book frames scaling as an operational challenge, integrating AI into processes that determine performance, such as forecasting, customer interactions, and efficiency initiatives, while maintaining measurable outcomes. A key contribution is the idea of maturing governance in step with ambition, so oversight, standards, and accountability evolve as more of the business becomes AI-enabled. This approach supports consistent value realization and avoids the pattern of scattered pilots that never compound into enterprise-level impact. For PE audiences, the relevance is direct scaling turns early gains into a credible value creation story and helps build defensibility, which can influence both operational results during ownership and the attractiveness of the asset at exit. Lastly, exit readiness through AI evidence packs and a credible value narrative. The final stage of the playbook focuses on exit preparation, where AI maturity is positioned as an increasingly important signal of future-proof value. The book highlights the need to translate AI work into a buyer-ready narrative that is credible, specific, and supported by evidence. Rather than relying on general claims about transformation, it points to structured guidance for creating buyer-specific materials, including evidence packs and defensibility proof points that demonstrate what has been built, how it is governed, and why it will continue to deliver. This is especially relevant in competitive sale processes, where buyers will test whether AI capabilities are real, scalable, and embedded in operations. By encouraging teams to document governance, outcomes, and the operating model behind AI initiatives, the book links execution directly to valuation logic. The practical goal is to reduce diligence friction and strengthen confidence that performance improvements are sustainable, in private equity terms. This topic connects the entire lifecycle choices made in diligence. The first 100 days and scaling efforts are ultimately assessed at exit. So building the right artifacts and narrative becomes part of value creation, not just marketing. In conclusion, the AI fix for private equity is best suited to private equity fund professionals, operating partners, and portfolio company leaders who need a structured way to turn AI into tangible business results within the constraints of a typical investment lifecycle. Readers looking for a technical guide to building models will not find that emphasis here. Instead, the book is positioned as an execution-focused playbook: how to evaluate AI potential before a deal, how to embed priorities in the post-acquisition operating plan, how to govern and scale initiatives during the hold period, and how to present AI maturity convincingly at exit. The practical benefit is a clearer line of sight between AI activity and core value drivers, supported by frameworks such as readiness diagnostics, due diligence checklists, governance templates, and tools for prioritization and scaling. Intellectually, it reinforces an important shift in how AI should be understood in PE-backed businesses as a system-level capability that improves decision-making and performance. Not a collection of disconnected pilots. What helps it stand out within the crowded AI for business category is its lifecycle alignment to private equity work and its focus on repeatable operating methods, including leadership literacy and governance, that reduce execution risk and make AI improvements more likely to survive management turnover and scrutiny from sophisticated buyers. If you would like to support Mark Rogerson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.